It's February 24th, 2015, and my husband Ezekiel had a dream on the 23rd in the wee small hours of the morning that I'm going to relate to you. It began, I seem to be somewhere in Montana on the southwestern side of the foothills in a broad valley just below the pine-forested mountains. I was with a group of about 10 to 12 forestry workers with different toolboxes and instruments, clipboards and antennas. I was a volunteer, an auxiliary helper. We had all spread out in a crooked line from northwest to southeast and were slowly walking across the field, away from the tree line. I kept hearing a lot of noise in the tree line area, people yelling to one another, trucks and cars, and also as there was an access road in that area. Then I noticed some civilians coming out of the trees in different areas and running out into the field towards the southwest, away from the tree line. Many of the men on the crew were beginning to hesitate and look back over their shoulders at the trees. Simultaneously, the crew leader, who was beside me, turned and said, "Come on, come on, let's go." We started to run towards the southwest, away from the trees and foothills. I turned around and looked behind us and to the left, uphill, just in time to see large rocks raining down from above. The stones were not on fire. They were just 1 or 2 foot rocks and boulders the color of sandstone. But they were hurling in from such a distance high up in the sky into the field, just behind us. Then they began to overtake us and land even further beyond us. I thought it was by the grace of God that we weren't hit. Then I noticed herds of elk, buffalo, bears, and other animals coming out of the woods, in the trees, everywhere, and running downhill in a panic. Unfortunately, these stones and even larger ones that began to fall started hitting many of them and killing them instantly. I began to run towards the animals and the crew chief began to yell, "Don't run that way! Don't run that way!" I looked downhill to the right and saw huge amphibian-looking creatures coming up the wide valley toward us. They were in the shape of salamanders tending towards a whale shape, with huge mouths and very large sharp teeth. They were grayish-black with off-white bellies, about 30 feet long and 20 feet high. Their skin looked moist, and their feet had mutated. They looked stubby, even though there were fins there. Somehow, what they had allowed them to walk on the land. They were far ahead of us down the valley, yet moving up towards us, and as soon as the buffalo and other animals met them, they opened their gaping jaws with huge teeth and completely engulfed and ate many of the fleeing animals in one sweeping move, one by one. It was almost as if they were just coming up the hill and the animals were running right into their mouths. I remember the crew chief yelling back, "Don't go that way, don't go that way." So we veered off to the left slightly. The scene changed and we were at a triage unit that had been set up to care for the wounded. A very strange thing began to happen. Yeah, as if the other thing weren't strange. That was pretty weird. The Earth's gravity began to reverse itself slightly, and anything lightweight, such as grass, debris, etc., began to float up in the air, and you could feel the strange sensation in your body, like all your body fluids were rising up with a bit of vertigo. I heard two doctors saying, "Put him down, put him upside down." I looked to see a man on some kind of respiration device, and the liquid vapor treatment kept rising up to the top of the container and wouldn't go through the tube. And they had to turn the man upside down and put the container below his head so that the vapor would rise up into the tube and get to him so he could breathe. Then I heard a man yelling behind me. I turned to see a grown man beating his 12-year-old son with fists, mercilessly in the face, and had him up against a car. Four of the other rangers and myself circled around and forcibly took the man off the child. But before we could even catch our breath, other fights began to break out between many different people, couples, men, women, and even children. At that point, there were a couple of police dogs at the guard station, and they began to viciously attack each other. As we were still in a relatively wooded area, two deer came in close to the station and began to attack each other aggressively with hooves and antlers. It was as if suddenly something had changed the whole pattern of behavior for people and animals alike. Even the birds were attacking each other. In that moment, I had four questions. Number one, what would cause boulders to be displaced and thrown to a high altitude, causing them to cascade back down to the earth? My second question was, what would cause gravity to begin to shift? Not substantially, but slightly. Obviously, something had taken place of cataclysmic proportion to unearth these rocks and cause gravity to shift. And three, where did these bizarre creatures come from? What could have caused such mutations in creatures like that? Lastly, what would cause such a dramatic and instantaneous behavior modification, causing both humans and creatures to become dangerously aggressive towards one another? And that was the end of the dream. When he woke up, he picked up his scriptures and opened to, "Call me, and I will answer you, and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known." That's Jeremiah 33:3. "And the Lord does nothing without revealing his plans to his servants, the prophets." Amos 3:7. And using that for just a bit of a test, I could only conclude that this was a prophetic dream from the Holy Spirit. In fact, he'd opened his Bible promises to Holy Spirit when he asked about that dream. So strange things, YouTube family, really strange. But then the Lord said there would be many strange things. And our only preparation is to be right with the Lord and to love him with all our hearts and to obey him and to pray. Pray and repent daily of our shortcomings and really ask the Holy Spirit, "Please, Holy Spirit, show me what I'm doing with my life, if I'm sinning, if I'm falling short. Reveal these things to me. I don't want to find these things out at the last minute. I want to change now. I want to be pleasing to the Lord." So on that note, God bless you, YouTube family, and I hope that the Lord touches your heart and strengthens you for what is ahead with his love and his peace. Amen.